I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that either. Somebody just emailed me. Do you know Marissa Parker? In the third year class, she just emailed me that question. And I said, I didn't know of any instrument, but you're telling me that there is such an instrument, so.
This is an invoice from Sylvia that goes to the grant.
Okay.
What am I going to do about?
We were just conferring about our award ceremony.
Oh.
We have an award ceremony.
I didn't get a chance to look at it. I just got your email on my phone.
Oh, we have award ceremony today?
Do we get candy if we don't get an award?
I don't know what Laura has for a consolation prize.
Consolation prize, wow.
Alright.
There were three major awards.
Oh, yeah, should we do awards now?
Do we do it now or wait for the special?
Well, is this everybody who's coming? Is Maria coming? I know Jennifer Meter's not.
I think she was coming.
I mean, you did a survey. I graduated like a year ago.
I do know if she was. Yeah.
Hard to know.
I imagine, since she comes from Jersey, I imagine she's.
Who, Maria?
Yeah.
And pizza's on its way, courtesy of Jeff. Thank you very much.
Hold your applause until the end.
Oral gratification.
I tried to get variety.
No one's kosher?
I didn't think anybody was, so I.
Not on this team, no.
There is a pizza, kosher pizza place.
I know,
I ordered it for my consultation class.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I know there's a kosher pizza place.
Why aren't those grades there?
Oh, we're still.
Good job.
Because, like, I don't know, I guess I was doing a little final number.
No, Calderon's not here.
Those will, like, never be in.
I know.
Yeah.
She's still, Calderon still hasn't done your grades yet?
Or they're not in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or they do already?
Oh, yeah.
They, like, send you a mean letter, like, if you send it in 48 hours.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. And then you're, like, rushing.
Well, that's because you taught, so you know.
Yeah, so I'm, like, calculating.
You got that.
I'm surprised the grades are even right. I'm like, looks good.
I mean, I must say, like, literally she's reading 40-page papers for each of us.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, you had a 40-page paper to write?
Well, yeah, basically, I mean, like, we added on to, like, this assessment report that was, like, to the nth degree assessment report that you could ever do. And so, like, mine ended up single-spaced, 24 pages. So if you make that into double-spaced, it's easily 40 pages.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
It's like graphs.
Yeah, it was a long report. Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, go look at your grade.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll tell you, I'm just glad I passed ABA.
I was trying to see if Calderon put grade.
Like, and not just passed, but got a B+. I was so happy.
I was like,
thought
great. I didn't think it was my grade. Yeah, I was like, this isn't my grade.
Oh, now I just got an email message from Maria 3 minutes ago. She's not coming.
Oh.
Enjoy the pizza.
Oh.
She just sent me her two distributions, but I don't have Jennifer's.
Yeah,
so
I know she's out of town this week, but I thought she was still going to sort this week, though.
I did too.
Or at least sort two of the three sessions they have. So, so she has those outstanding, and I'll for the people who aren't here, I think what I'll do is, like, I don't know. Are you guys coming back to the building anytime soon in your class?
Tuesday.
Oh, you come back next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm going to leave DVDs in people's boxes if they're not here. I'll send them an email.
Did anyone leave me
see Sylvia this week,
DVDs for some reason? Was it you? I don't think so. Not yet, anyway. This is, it says KP 7 and 8. Does that mean anything to anyone?
Is that a CCE
or
something?
I think it might be a CCE.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one. that might be what that is. I'm going to call, they should be here by now, so let me just call them, talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
Well, you send out the reliability.
Session reliability to discuss amongst yourselves.
Is there something to discuss?
We were so close.
We were
0.89. We almost got 0.9, which is like our goal.
0.9? That was your goal.
Our goal. Like, come on. We sweat on one of them.
The impossible dream. We were at 1. Ever hit 0.9 unless they were the same person.
Wait, you hit it?
Obsession with
which? What? We had
0.89. Ridiculous. You guys are like really.
And these were hard too. Like.
Did you have mine or Shlomo's?
I know.
So for this week, everyone's getting Shlomo's. That's like all we have left.
Yeah, we haven't had many Shlomo's.
Videos that didn't work. Oh, so like, good. Yeah, that's why we haven't had many of Shlomo's, because like 8 of them didn't work along the way. So now I'm handing out all Shlomo for next week.
Okay.
So that'll be fun for you to know in advance. And I think all of you have seen some Shlomo sessions.
I'm coded out. I don't want to code.
I can't believe he had this whole like book memorized. Like he recited a book to you about Thomas, and it was like worth
movie. It was the movie.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
which one that I know is Diagnosis that makes more sense.
Yeah. Oh, you know the Diagnosis.
Yeah,
the
dinner was like, right?
Jeff announced it.
At that, we were all like.
I thought of that too. I was like, he's going to read that. I wonder. I was like, I bet no one will be paying attention. They'll all be like nomming on their food and like no one's going to know. So Asperger's. So, you know, that fits in with the profile, right? To like memorize things, to have sort of obsessive kind of interests in like. And it makes sense.
Ability to focus in on certain things.
Thomas is like developmentally a little inappropriate for a 6 to 7 year old. It's like more for younger, like preschool age. The other interesting thing about Thomas is that none of the trains ever speak. There's never any dialogue in the show. When I was treating this kid, I watched a little bit of Thomas.
I don't know what the plot is.
It's always a voiceover. It's this British voiceover that says, Thomas and his friends are happy or sad. Like, it's never the trains talking to one another, which we thought was so interesting because, you know, given that this child is a little removed in some ways, that Thomas, the show, the narration is kind of removed.
Well, I love how the helicopter didn't have any emotions.
Ooh, yeah, so we made it! We made it!
And then they still have some, and you were like, well, DVDs.
They were listening when you announced my dissertation title, so now they know the cat's out of the bag.
That could have been somebody else.
They were listening very intently because they heard that it was my dissertation title. I was hoping no one was really listening, because then they wouldn't know the diagnosis.
Well, I knew it was. I was like, I bet he's like, he's gonna talk about it. So I was like, I should just go.
But
like,
you still don't know like what my hypotheses are, or what I'm looking for.
It was what?
It just says Asperger's.
It doesn't change anything in how
Right.
Besides, I already assumed that was his problem.
No.
So.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
But I want to be able to say in my paper that my coders were blind, and you know,
I tried to cover my ears.
Yeah.
Well, no one told us directly.
No.
Yeah. Ah, here we go.
All right. Thank you. So.
Yeah, it's all sitting in there.
Thanks a lot.
You just need to sign it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what we showed you your grade was fine. You might as well go to know how hard you have to work. So now you better have a.
I'm biased.
I want
child
assessment.
I know. I just want to know.
Oh, here.
Although I think we.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
It may be a B for me though.
Thank you. Yeah, pizza.
I have a feeling she's giving me
like a tail. Now, because Sylvia's not here, Jennifer and Maria aren't here. We've got like lots.
Lots of
things.
Yeah, a little bit. They're very similar. They're very similar things. And yeah, I like the style of writing better.
Ooh, drinks too.
More plates.
There can never be enough plates.
Now they also, these are complimentary Zeppelis.
Ooh,
wow.
So cool.
They gave those to us. at the pizza party at the end of our class too.
I didn't know John and Emily to see my mistakes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In the same place.
So this is half black olives, half broccoli, and we have half plain. Oh, and I said half pepperoni, and they didn't do it.
Oh, still.
It's healthier for us.
Yeah. I know.
Less saturated fat.
I love pepperoni.
I know, me too. No, they probably charged you for it too.
Probably did. So, dig in, everybody.
Hunt him down. Oh, excellent. Thank you. So, the reason why I asked for DVDs back is that there is most likely, and Jeff and I have to discuss more, but there's most likely going to be a second phase to this project where the videos will be re-watched and coded a different way with a much less intensive coding system than the QSort. It's going to be more like a symptom checklist. So that's upcoming. Probably won't start till the fall, but just wanted you guys to be aware that that's probably what's happening next. We have to figure out what's going on in that. But just to get your mind started moving, that if you're interested in making any more money, it won't pay as well as this project because it's just going to take a lot less time than queue sorting and be a lot less intensive. But
so there's pros and cons.
So there's pros and cons. So you guys are aware that that might be coming up in the fall. So.
Well, I have a project coming up right now.
Oh, you got
another Q-soaring project.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to code it out.
$25 a session from a grant that I have with Celeste Schneider. And instead of doing the actual manual with the cards, there's an online coding system.
Oh, wow. I was just trying to develop my own online.
Were you really?
Well, on Excel,
this one costs like $10,000. So, but we want to see whether the coding is similar between the online and the manual card. So, if anybody has an interest in that, let me know, and we can start that right away. So, you're interested.
Yeah,
you want to think about it between bites? Any of you guys interested?
If there's pizza, how soon do we need to let you know?
Within the next couple of weeks.
Okay. And it'll be over the summer?
Yeah, we go over the summer.
Okay. Then probably.
So?
Yeah. Are there going to be weekly meetings?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You have an interest in it? $25.
Not, I can't get out here for a meeting once a week. It's like $10 each way on the train. But
where are you?
I'm in Manhattan now. So, I mean, I don't
know. That's true. Is it worth it to me spend $14?
Let me think about the meetings.
It might be worth it to me if I didn't have to come to meetings or maybe just like once a month. I'm also traveling a lot this summer, so it would be kind of like.
I mean, maybe you guys could, like, I pair you up, and you could meet with your partner on the phone or something
Sylvia
like that, or through Skype or something like that.
Yeah, there's no reason we have to meet in person. That's
yeah.
true. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that I could definitely do. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to Africa? Do you know yet? Do you know if you're going to Africa?
I don't know yet. Oh. Still waiting for a grant to come through.
Mm-hmm. This is a project that we had the videos for a while ago for Celeste. When I was working on the Linnae
project. Oh, those preschool
No, this is not the cornerstone project. I think that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, those videos were difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What videos are you using?
Linnae's.
Oh, Linnae's again.
So they already have the QSort done in the way that we've been doing it?
What's that?
For these videos, they are.
Yeah, exactly. So we have the manual, so we just need the online. So that's the...
Is this the ones that we coded? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you wanted to if you two wanted to participate, I'd make sure to give you videos that you hadn't previously seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
That's good. I've kept track on who's done which videos in this project.
Well, we hope.
I think I like using
it. We'll find out, yeah.
Yeah, let's try.
Because like for me, I think I'm more tactual. Like I like having them in front of me. Even if when I read articles, I'd rather have the article in front of me.
It'll be interesting to see.
The same way, I'm trying to read on the screen, and now I have a Droid phone, and I try to read it on the screen.
So I don't know if I like that, but I would
adjusting. I've had it for 2 weeks now, and I'm like, a lot better. I read the New York Times on it.
Oh, wow. It's brand new, so there might be kinks. Yeah. I think it's pretty much worked. The kinks are worked out, but you know. Actually, Stephanie got some money for actually reviewing this online thing. So that's actually what we're doing. So you're you're the only one familiar with it.
What's the benefit of doing it online other than with cards?
You don't need a whole.
You don't have all these cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can keep track.
You can also
better.
See them all at once, the way it's laid out.
Exactly.
You can see all the cards at once.
You ever play solitaire?
Yeah, it kind of looks like solitaire.
Oh,
that's cool. So you can switch them around.
You can move it with your mouse to different piles.
Wow.
Wow.
So it requires much less space.
Slide
it up. Anywhere you have a computer.
And yeah, it's true. It might. It's not that it.
You don't have to worry about like errors of adding them, like writing the right down number in the right spot or transcribing.
Exactly.
I've definitely experienced
them.
Does it automatically put it into the
And it might kind of catch on more as an assessment tool.
Yeah, an iPhone app yet?
Put out there.
I know.
It's marketed like that.
The card comes up on the iPhone and then you flick it onto the. Into the screen, into the piles.
Yes,
that'd be awesome. Because you can do that with their Scrabble game now, with the iPad.
Each person has their
own
phone.
Each person, you have your tiles on your phone, your iPhone or your iPod Touch, and then you flick them onto the iPad, which is where the game board is.
Goodness. That's cool.
Wow.
Really cute.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really smart. It's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it like reinforces the
you
monopoly
have an
iPad?
Of Apple.
I
like it.
Love it.
See, I have the same computer as you, and I thought, why do I need an iPad when I have such a small?
Because it's you don't want, let's say, like, I don't want to sit here and, like, read articles and, you know, deal with this, but when you have the iPad, it's like having a book, and you're just there. You're reading your stuff, but the screen's bigger, so you're not dealing with some of the stuff you deal with when you're reading on your Droid. And so for this summer semester, one of the books I have, I'm doing it completely digital copy.
Which one?
Really? It's a digital?
Yeah, Schopenhauer's. Yeah, and so highlighting, taking notes, I'm doing all digitally to see how that affects my ability to retain information, how I feel about it.
Interesting.
Are you
going to
code that?
I might, actually. No, maybe that'll be one of my behavioral observations for this class.
Yeah, that would be good.
Go ahead.
This class is going to be.
Which class?
It's Eva's behavioral.
I heard it's. I mean,
it's applied behavior.
Not that bad.
Applied, yeah.
Like we're actually applying it.
I just. The idea.
Behavioral assessment? Maybe.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because you already had applied behavior.
Yes. Applied behavior assessment.
Behavior
assessment
is a good class.
I'm sure it's a great class, but the thought of like it just seems so much like paperwork.
When we had it, it was split between Eva and Jill.
You put it online.
Which made it a little bit strange, because they like switched off on teaching the classes.
That does
seem
strange.
Yeah, they split the class. I guess they were a little bit busy or something.
So you're the holdout.
I don't know. I just have to think. It's like really, I feel like,
so how many do you think we would have to do? Like how many are there to do
like how much?
All together?
Well, if we had, let's say, six.
Well, all of Linnea's sessions, there's probably like 30 something.
Yeah, so total. It'd be like
not as many
six
as
per person.
It's just 1 year of therapy, not 2
months.
It's
$150.
Just like $150.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's a good night out.
I know.
It's true.
It's so sad.
Like you go to dinner, you go to see a show.
Right.
Forget it. You're done.
All these keys running.
I'll be able to claim that on my package this year. $150. Oh, except plus this stuff. But this summer I'm doing two jobs that are going to take up every day. $0.
What's that?
I'm doing the internship at NUMC. And I'm
Monday we're figuring each other out. This was like from the week before. This was from last week.
So I need them both from Vermont.
But I love, like, it doesn't look
a little rough,
but it looks much worse.
It does look bad.
Yeah.
Wow. Does it just like playing, or did it just like
suck out?
Yeah, like you're petting and then
the summer of being drunk.
Yeah, and then just freaks out. So that's no, that's why I'm not a fan of cats.
Well, but they don't all do that. It's like cats are like.
Alright, who's ready for awards? I'm ready.
Sure. I'm ready.
The awards.
Actually, before awards, I'll hand out these videos. No. I'll keep you in suspense for longer. Okay, so some of these videos are in that weird format. That .mod format, but they all work on my computer, but some of them, like, take yours and pass, some of them, like, there was a video in a .mod format that neither Sylvia nor Dustin could open this week, and it opens on my computer fine, so I don't know. One thing I noticed about my computer is I have VLC set to be the default that opens things. I don't know if that's something you can show people how to do.
Does that make the difference, you think?
All they have to do is
right-click
on it and choose to open with VLC.
It opens on yours. And then I've got, so this, I've got two copies of the session that Dustin and Sylvia were not able to do this week. So if it works on your computer, Jason, I'm going to give it to you. And then if that works for you, or maybe Stephanie can try it on hers. And, here, each of you. Try that session and see if anybody can open it. Because I'd love to reassign that session to a team.
Oh, because she doesn't have a Mac.
Just for a challenge, maybe
she doesn't have a Mac. I know. Why did we pair you up in these cross Mac relationships? That's not.
It shouldn't matter. You should be able to find programs that allow you to see either.
I know, right? VLC should really open either. I mean, all of the videos that I've ever given you guys work on mine using either VLC or WEMD. So I don't know. It's not recognizing the disk.
Yeah, mine says like proto
sometimes
module.
Proto module.
Yeah.
Proto.
Yeah,
see if it works right now. Everybody test who has computers test their disk. And, we'll see. And then we'll do a wash.
Should be showing up here. Why isn't it showing up?
The wave card.
There we go. Let's see. Other. These are all WMV, Windows Movie, so that should be fine.
Yeah, so that's two parts of one session.
This is
working. This is the
okay. Let's try.
This one will be required VLC, right?
Yeah, it's the .mods
so
that are the ones that are
doing
YouTube.
So all people have to do is right-click on it and choose
so
open with VLC.
Okay.
One works and the other one is the same thing, Proto Tracker Module.
Jason?
That's the type of video it is.
Maybe,
Oh, what is that the 19... Oh, yeah.
The 1951? Those two are the same, yeah.
What is a
prototype? Am I right clicking on it?
That's 1020. No, that's not me, that's someone else's.
This is 1418.
Okay.
And then open with. No, no, open with.
That one's fine.
It's really bad. Open with.
It's just volume.
Is it that
and it's a WMV.
It is.
It should play natively in
your. Right?
No.
Oh, okay. That's a free download. Wait, like a lot of these videos are in
and Windows Media was like, oh no, this file's corrupted. Okay, but it's a Windows Media.
And it's free.
Last time, on the other file, it played the first minute, and I replayed the first minute, so I should make sure it actually plays like all.
So now maybe you guys could do that 1951 if you didn't get to listen.
Yes, okay, good. So I can play it with one hand. Does that have volume in it or no?
Try that download. No, okay. I think the problem is that Dustin and Sylvia didn't have VLC player to begin with.
Oh, really?
I feel like
well, they, well, they shouldn't need it on. That's what's weird. Like you should need it on Windows, like
really?
For a window for a.
The Windows Media. Files.
It's just those files that say MOD.
MOV.
MOD.
Oh, MOD.
I don't know what that means.
This one is MPC. This one plays fine.
Yeah, this one in fact, yeah, that's like. I don't know if
this one works.
I think
this one
he recorded some of these tapes with different video cameras.
This isn't ours.
That's different. It's not MOD.
Okay, so we don't need to check any other ones.
I'm going to check
1951. It's not. It says
point duration.
That could be
7 hours. It's not true because I was like.
It's close to my computer.
Hold through it. It's a whole video.
Oh, here, you do it first then.
Okay, I'm not going to do it.
Now it's breaking down the deal.
That's weird. It wouldn't open a box. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's try with another team. Hopefully someone can open it. If not,
all right, I'm trying yours right now,
Audra. Oh, okay.
Well, this is on my computer, so if anyone
sweet
wants to...
Oh, this is 1952. Do you want to try
it? Yeah, it won't on yours.
It doesn't work on mine.
I have it. I'm trying it right
you
now.
You do?
Try it.
Or is that...
No, you're trying.
I have 1952 on a you have address.
Oh, you do?
You've got
yes.
Yeah, I'm trying this. I'm trying address right now.
Okay.
Well, I'll just try yours after.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's see.
Yeah, you guys can totally trade them. Just let me know who's trading with who.
Oh, there's two things. Is
okay
it both? Oh,
those are
one
two separate
sessions. Got it.
Oh, okay. MPEG should be fine. It's the MOD on the other one. Maybe I'll see. And then it works.
Yeah, so Audra,
okay,
you should be okay with this.
It's supposed
one
to be for music.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. 1951.
Audra, just make sure you use VLC.
Okay.
I'm checking your other one.
Yeah, I think there were a couple different video cameras around the clinic, is what happened. And then they record in different formats.
Yeah.
Or that maybe he used one towards the beginning of the year and one towards the end. And then I randomized them.
No
it's fine.
That one.
Yeah, 1951 is fine on mine.
Let me try that one.
Oh, you guys can do 1951?
It worked on hers, so I'm not sure about mine yet.
We should have, we forgot, we just put people on Skype who can't get here.
We
just have to sit here.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
required
Skype. Oh, you can
use pizza. Just VLC for both.
Okay.
Or yeah, on video chat.
This pizza is good.
Oh, so sorry you couldn't join us. That's not me.
Oh, hold on a minute. This one doesn't.
Try
this one's MLD too, but we'll see because the other one didn't work on my computer.
MOD you have to use VLC though.
But my VLC, whatever, so it won't work. On mine.
Yeah, I don't know. Your computer's VLC, has it always been trashy
have
or
you,
just this video?
Have you updated
this
it recently?
Yeah.
It updates
actually
a lot.
Just
I
did
my
because
login
I had these other videos I thought weren't playing because it wasn't updated.
So. Do you have 1.0.5? GoldenEye?
I have no idea.
Under VLC, if you go to
like
about
that
VLC.
I teams are going to have to switch because I think the video I gave to you two has just regular MPEG files or whatever, and then the
this
video
one
I gave to them has at least one MOD file. So
yeah, this one
you guys
okay. This
fine.
Was WME, and then
they're all
Stromo
sessions.
So we should take 1951.
Yeah,
is
check them
page
again. I would just.
Oh wow, yours is really out of date.
Oh, okay. So then, what do I need to do?
Click on that again.
Good idea, you guys. All bringing your computers today. Just because we're not going to see each other again, so to get these final movies.
What? Together. We're not going to see each other again?
Well, not for these final DVDs. So it's
no,
great to work out
can
the kinks now. So these.
You can't. All right. You can't do it because
be
you're
done
an older version.
Yeah.
Of the OS. That's
you
why.
Just
I'll
plow through
download
these.
Download
can't believe it.
So you're too old, but we'll do it. Okay. So are we will need to switch. She can't update her because
okay
her OS won't support.
So
her
your two teams are switching.
Okay.
And there's two files in each of your DVDs, so you're switching both your movies with each other.
Okay. That's probably something I should know something
that's
about.
Yeah.
Okay. So
well,
it's 10:20.
I haven't even sent you who got what yet, so
okay
I'll make
right
the changes before I send you.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Audra and Stephanie now have 10:20 and 14:18.
Yeah.
And which one are we getting instead?
So we're getting theirs.
She's
okay.
And Jeff are getting 1982
and 1982. But now, we're not doing all three by next week, are we?
Three.
I don't think I can do three.
What are you
saying? Like,
oh, you're taking the 1951 yeah. too. Yeah. Okay, you got. Yeah,
when do
no.
you guys classes start? Tuesday. With? Tuesday.
No, I mean no. I'm
you can't do three between now and Tuesday.
This is supposed to be vacation.
What's that?
I'm overly appreciative that you guys are taking that extra one too. So I mean, is that okay, Jeff? If they do like two this week,
when do you need
the last one?
I mean, well, if you have to have it.
Well, I mean, these guys, they could do whatever the hell they want.
Aww. Well, thank you for taking that final. Well, you have. Okay, I'm giving you two today.
I'm going away tomorrow.
But you don't have three, do you? You just have two, right?
Well, I have two, but the one that didn't work.
Oh, but the one that didn't work, I'm now giving to them. So don't do the one that didn't work.
Okay.
And that works better for me.
Don't do the one that
can't work. Count your hours. And then I can, because the grant is like running out, so I'm paying the rest of the pocket. So thank you guys. Take that, please. And that saves me $50.
That's why you should help with the electronics, or it's like a one for one kind of. You
right,
get paid
right.
I'll get
paid,
that
yeah.
I'll
like pay
you
exactly. back what I paid out for the coding team. All right, so that's the other. Okay, so you guys have made the switch and everything's uh-huh. good. Yeah. Andrew and Stephanie have 10/20 and 14/18.
Mm-hmm.
Are both and both of those files open fine?
I just checked
okay.
the
okay. They're like regular files. They're not that weird format. Mm-hmm.
This is the one I tested on mine, but you should test
I didn't
on yours.
Test
yours
yeah.
Have two files, but one of them is in that weird MLD format. Yeah.
No, I gave it
so
French.
Are you downloading DLC?
No,
I
just like that. And hopefully it works. And it's still working.
We had one that was like
give it to their team.
A big one.
Because it's showing up like with when the first application would.
Oh, no,
hey, Andrew and Stephanie.
Item number and then
you guys did two
up.
This week
mm-hmm.
for today.
Oh, corrupt. Okay,
wait,
so now
is number one in pal three.
Jadham has so far done none this week.
Two.
So.
Two. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Goodman. I'm sorry, my brain was on vacation mode and I totally forgot about the Wednesday deadline. I'll get them to you as soon as possible.
She's in Chicago. Okay.
Aww.
Okay. I think it's
charge up.
So they have like a few outstanding, and then I made two
number
more to get them this week, so I'll put it
you
in the box.
I had an 8 and I hit a 2.
Alright. In terms of pay, you guys.
Alright.
I've got 400 left in the grant.
Which one was this?
25,
50, okay, good. I don't
know why. 100, 200.
It was maybe because there's like a crappy resolution.
This is
about, like, it's like weird. But that's fine.
So
I can see
the
here.
One, the second one was the one where he didn't really
want to
talk.
What was our reliability on that?
It was poor.
For
Wednesday.
Like 2.4.
Like 0.52.
Yeah.
We'll use it, but I think it's 0.55.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't get the output?
No. Let me give him back. Let me see. I have my.
Okay.
There's the one.
The last one I want to
I can throw it in and then it'll average out.
Yeah, I mean, you're not in any danger.
Okay.
I mean, if you wanted to reassign, you could, but it's another $25.
I don't know that reassigning it would necessarily.
Right, because Sylvia said that it was a very short session.
This was
literally the video cuts off after 20 minutes.
And she said it was very difficult to code.
Yeah, I think it might have been one of my early ones,
which is one of the other.
I don't know that a lot was happening.
Oh,
no, it was like a late one with him.
On.
They said nothing was really happening. It's probably the best that you can get.
No, 1926.
This is working.
1926.
Oh, it's working with DLC? Yeah. Okay.
That's the one where I put
so
my first,
that
maybe the item numbers in pile two.
So just those
you
ones.
Said number one. Yeah,
so
yeah that's 1950.
All right, that was number two.
You did it first.
Yes. And the second one I have number one in pile two.
Well,
you guys did do two
right.
This week.
Oh, you said it was not
a monster. It's okay.
Character.
the first one.
So what do I want to do for
1951?
Like, on one
okay.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
This is the one where his tongue was like not.
I have this one. See, I have 1926.
Mention
I gotcha.
And so I was like, there's clearly.
Okay. I gotcha.
That's how I.
But yeah.
So maybe it's 19.
But.
Okay.
Because
okay,
whenever
I've
read
I just
one
like
to
notice that.
Because
like,
that's the
yeah.
first people
that
sent those.
I didn't know if that was like.
Well, it's
like,
a. It's,
no,
it's
no, no,
that's
right. Because
no, how is it. Listen, you're saying the first one you did was 1950. I'm saying the first one.
No,
did.
I mean, yeah, but I quoted
so
like,
it.
Like, he put R 1950 as a first one. That's first.
And I didn't know how, like.
Well,
because
I'm just
like,
looking at this
stand,
as 12
like,
and mine says 10.
Like, sometimes
it
comes
so
far out of his mouth.
So that's why I'm. But when you.
There's emotions in
I know, I totally would have had interference in that.
I'm sure.
Would have been like,
child, it's wrong. Are you part of the payment?
This is dumb. This is dumb.
Like,
oh, look at that.
Fabulous.
You're
right. It's
going to wait.
Over.
Until all the DVDs are finished.
It, like, this is weird.
And then what I'm
going to
do for each of you
page,
is
like,
a combination of
the subject line.
Oh, that's strange.
Like a small check from me right now and an invoice that goes to the grant. So basically, like, I can submit like $100 more from each of you to grant.
We'd be looking
at
ID number.
I'll mail you a check. And we'll just have to do it by snail mail because I don't know yet how many of you are doing which DVDs, and it's just going to be like a combination. Because otherwise, I could just pay some of you out of pocket now and some of you from the grant, but that's not really fair to give some people like money straight away and then make some people wait. So I think what's going to happen is.
What are we
pay you each, it'll be something like $50
out of
pocket now, and
she
then you'll be able
to
buy. This is the one where he was kind of like, he didn't want to talk.
Yeah. Where did I put?
Just do it by snail mail.
I got it. It's kind of characteristic of the game of the night. We both were like, they're barely in that category.
Yeah.
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 I wonder why I put it in my notes that she did.
Like
when
they're
talking, where it's
like, I mean, I felt like it was more often like explaining, but I mean, there were also instances where it was,
yeah,
so like to me, it was like
a
little
bit
more on that side, but
yeah,
it was
kind of like a 20-minute one
for you, it was,
yeah, so I would suggest, like, I guess there were a lot of things that were pretty. Discrepant. I would suggest maybe picking like the one that were really discrepant. Like the most extreme ones, and making sure you're on the
same
page with that.
I think this is hard because wait, the one color
takes me. So, I was planning on seeing her this weekend for one of her process groups or whatever, career dissertation, but now I think that's off, so how am I going to give her a
I think it was more because she was bringing attention to, like,
bringing
interpretation to how he was feeling, and not just the process.
I mean, I
can
see
it.
If I mail it to her in the mail?
I guess
I can meet up with her somewhere. I just wanted to throw it in the
mail. Maybe it's like more
like,
maybe like a six or something.
You can get one of those, like, bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a little.
Here's your box.
I think it's an hour and a half.
Okay, so Andrew and Stephanie asked a good question about payment and invoices and whatnot. So I think what needs to happen is it's a little bit confusing right now, and I've been keeping tabs on who's done how many. But I think it's just confusing to pay you guys until all the videos are coded, because I want to make sure that I'm paying you the right amount for once all the videos are done. And then I think each person's going to be paid like a little bit right now from me out of pocket, and then a little bit is coming out of the grant. Because the grant money, there's not enough grant money left to pay everybody for like all the rest of the DVDs. So I think I approximate what's going to happen is I'm going to pay each of you for like 2 DVDs out of pocket. So like I'll mail you each like a $50 check, and then I'll tell you what I need an invoice for the grant. So like for right now, like for, you know, barring any complications, if you guys each do 2 this week, then that's 6. So I'd probably pay you out of pocket for 2 of those, and then I'll send you a reminder email to make me out an invoice for 4 videos, and then that gets submitted to the grant, and you don't really need to do an invoice for me. Yeah, so out of pocket, or should I have them do 2 separate invoices? Or just
I mean,
one
you should do it just for your records.
For my records,
yeah.
I feel like it's mainstay.
We can do some sort of confirmation.
What she does, like every time he says something.
Email. But I think that'll just have to be done over snail mail, unless. But you guys, well, you don't come back to the program.
I feel like that's like a mainstay of how.
Yeah. The invoices can go directly. The invoices to the grant, and I'll shoot you each. Everybody did different. The problem is everybody did different numbers of videos, so everyone's invoice is going to be a little bit different. So I'll tell you how much the invoice to the grant needs to be for, and that goes in Jeff's box. So you're here for classes. Mm-hmm. You could just swing over and drop one in Jeff's box. Okay. So once after next week, and the final tally of videos are in, I'll just shoot everybody an email with how many. My records say you did, but since we filed the invoices last, I think you guys will have done 6.
Are you leaving?
I gotta go back to my work.
But like, I guess, yeah.
Which one?
Mineola?
Yeah. I mean, it's either evidences or discusses board.
What the hell is that?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, hold on.
There he is! Okay, so I want to hand out awards. You guys were an awesome, awesome team.
We
plowed through these really, really fast.
We decided on all of the awards.
Yes.
Together.
We've calculated some data-based awards. Jeff has run his magnificent stats and come up with some
that's cute. That's cute.
I like that.
I love that. It's so cute.
It's during Kidster too. Cute.
Alright, so so I'll hand out awards and then we'll do
and then discuss amongst yourselves.
And then discuss amongst yourselves. So so the award for most Q sorts completed with a grand total of 13 Q sorts so far is to Stephanie and Achua.
Yeah! Speech!
You.
Speech!
You could speak for us.
Now I said earlier.
I have to go call my job right now.
Oh, no.
You have to tell them you won this award.
It's a major award.
I said they're the real workhorses of the team.
And the award for being on a million coding teams and thereby the most improved goes to
Yeah!
Tear.
Tear. One day I'll be making $150,000
in my.
God, that
God. Oh, God.
We're all like, okay. This has to do with Dave. In the beginning, I didn't know what was going on with that guy who went up and made a pitch for his practice and then talked about how much he was making, and
I mean,
because
we were all like, oh.
I was like, are you?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Let's pause for an infomercial.
All right, and
yeah, it was a little strange.
The grand prize award for both highest mean score of 0.84 and highest individual session at 0.89 goes to Jason.
Speech!
Yes.
All right.
I'd like to say
all the little people.
Our prize is get your choice of treats. Pass it down.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, look at
your
stars.
I'm a child, child therapy expert, and so I have some stickers.
Of which you refrain from almost completely in rewarding him.
Yes, I know, it's so tough all year not to give out stickers.
Psychodynamic.
I actually don't, see, that's the thing too, now I'm working at a more CBT clinic, and I'm still like the most psychodynamic one there, and I like refuse to give prizes for stickers or anything.
No positive reinforcement.
No fun.
No reinforcement. Sure.
So, like,
I guess, I mean, is there anything good left?
I don't think it was.
Yep.
I mean, I guess I could go over
there.
Maybe I'll go to like a
lot.
I still thought that
there
were a lot.
I love Milky Way.
I think
all
I
do. Right.
Anybody wants?
Jeff, you want candy?
No, thanks.
Too much.
Sure. Oh, see, no one wants the fruity ones. Everyone took the chocolate. That's great. I want the toast.
I'm quite enough.
I was actually going to put them in the other coders.
So now you're just going to slip the other awards in their mailbox.
Yeah.
It's very impersonal.
We couldn't show up.
With the
this
fruity
is how you
candy
get
that everyone rejected. The stale.
Chucked in with like
stale
all these
Starbursts.
Give them the leftover candy.
Yeah,
with,
I know.
If you weren't here, you'd get to pick first. You got the, all the fruity ones. It's interesting.
Everyone loves chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
We still
so
nothing better than chocolate.
Six. All right,
three.
So yeah.
Ooh, which one's on the list? Last night in the supermarket.
I think that's what it says.
And no candy
with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love when like new candy flavors come.
I get very excited.
So how's everybody doing on their discrepancies?
Yeah, I struggle with this one because I was like, it's like, to me, it's like,
oh, I think this is characteristic.
Or the client responses, so it's like, well, what constitutes that?
Absence.
If, like, you know, she asks him something,
I guess
and he responds,
right, he's being
compliant.
Like, yeah, because if you didn't do that, then he was going to be non-compliant.
Right, so that, I think that's why I have a little more on the characteristic side than just above center, because there is some time where he doesn't respond. But most of the time, he kind of responds.
All right, well,
but like that, this is, I always struggle with this one. I think this is really hard, because sometimes I think there's really overt examples of him not complying, but in this one I felt like it was just all very like
the
Yeah, because it's weird, like for it to be uncharacteristic, because you have to be non.
So if you're gonna talk about
yeah.
I know, you know, it's
I mean,
hard.
It says,
I didn't bring
up
my specific example, and like
this
is the first night I watched. I'm trying to like remember specifically what it was, but I thought it was just like.
I mean, I guess go out of the way to the therapist.
I
feel like anytime she suggests something, he goes with it, kind of thing, which is, I think, probably interesting. But, like, it can be taken, like, looking at this way, absolutely. I think I've, like, gone back and forth on which side this lands. Like,
I don't know.
But,
in my I don't know
tiles. Yes, that's the one I stick, like, I'm like, all right, I'll come back to that one.
It was called Get Me Out. I don't know.
Like,
in the hospital, a lot of
Okay.
I feel like I give it a borderline in like outpatient or sometimes in
like a 4 or 5.
I don't know. They were always like clouded by bipolar.
It's
like,
five,
yeah.
Two,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like to me, this he wasn't like
rarely the prominent.
Yeah,
there's like these people.
It's really hard to tell apart bipolar.
But I wonder like.
And so,
we discuss any that are like on the opposite side from like characteristic to uncharacteristic.
Okay.
That are like,
oh, yeah. Like a,
so we like where we'd see it like
six or
yeah.
Seven.
Yeah. If they're on the same side of things, they look to come out.
Yeah, you guys are
because what he did because there was times
when so what do you think been drawing
all right.
This is the one where
he's
family.
Maybe
both the deals were the family.
Bring
up the
what?
Oh wait,
I have like.
Are you still want to think about
where
you
are? I know everyone's like, school is over, and I like cried all week. Like I just don't know how to.
This is when they were moving, and the baby.
Well, you didn't have like.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't want to like.
No,
there's not enough.
She's not here, Long Island.
But you guys
talked about the family, like
and I was only
play, but I was feeling like
it wasn't the anyway. It was here. So it's like,
no,
I started
right.
In
the
clinic. It's good to start there.
I think I did that because
you guys
yeah.
Was
a little
bit, but
not.
Yeah. I started seeing somebody new when I started work.
Oh, when
is
that somebody like in the
so, yeah.
This was like, I need to find somebody cheaper.
Yeah. No, and it was helpful. That year was so
helpful.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
it's
such a good
point.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Jeff finds referrals. He referred me to somebody through the Suffolk Institute, which is like a psychoanalytic institute.
And she, oh, there was a point where the baby
there's
was like,
psychoanalytic training there. So I see a social worker.
In the,
so that's
she doesn't
charge like somebody who
is
social worker
can
work.
Yeah. She's like, oh, they're at the house already.
Yeah.
She tried
yeah,
to get
I
out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what I would do with that therapist through all of this.
Did you use therapy before?
I've never, no. I was very, no. Like, I went one time, like, with my mom, because we were, like, concerned about my sister and wanted her to go with us. And then, like, it took 2 or 7 days.
But even to understand the process, like, today I'm terminating with my therapist here who, like,
oh, you
who works in Rossland because I'm never going to be out here ever again. And I'm
well,
just
no wonder
really
goodbyes are on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been like a mess all week. And like, and I just sort of, and it's kind of like a forced termination. It's not like for any reason otherwise, other than I'm not going to be here anymore. So, and I've been like such a like wreck this week about it. And like, it gives me so much like insight to like, because my clients are all ending with me next month. And so I was thinking like, I never really had to like, terminating because she would still see me if I
right.
Was able to
yeah.
Take
yeah.
The train out, but like, yeah. I was like, can you come into the city? Like, no.
Can we do phone
that's
sessions?
Cool.
We have had
Skype
phone,
sessions.
We did phone sessions all last summer too because I wasn't going to come out. So yeah, I mean, we just can't do.
You guys didn't
want to
continue the phone sessions at least for the summer. Or?
Maybe not for the whole summer. I don't know. I'm feeling a little mixed about today. We might decide today to do a few more phone sessions just because
like
it feels so like abrupt. And like, I don't think she's done a very good job of like bringing termination into the dialogue. I haven't been bringing it.
Well,
so we've
you know, maybe
been
she
it.
Has some. Defensiveness around it too.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably likes you, and
yeah.
You know.
And it's been like 3 years, so it is sort of like. And neither of us are talking about it, but I'm like, I told her, I was like, you know that this is the last day I'm out here, right? And so should this be our termination day? She's like, oh, I don't know, should it? And I'm like, can we like talk like adults, please? We're both like being so like nicey nice, and like. I'm not ending things. So
I guess because you're the one who's terminating from her.
I need her to
be
a little more directive
really,
with me,
really
but like she's like, it's up to you. And, you know,
but
so
like the opportunity that's
it's hard for me
to
be a
to experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your ambivalence with it.
I know. I was like such a wreck all week, and I was like, what's going on? I was like, oh.
I guess
like
I saw that as
my mind
way
too manageable.
Yeah.
And then last night
I
was like,
read this example
of
fighting back to hold back tears while obviously distressed.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to see and
like
how
this,
much
like,
difficulty I have like bringing up something like I wish we would
like
talk about this
or
you could do this better like and knowing that my clients might not be able to say that to me, and they might have criticisms of me that they're not sharing. So maybe to invite them more, I should invite them more as a therapist.
That session
was
it.
Oh, okay.
The other one was
not
even
serious. Not really.
No, I don't like quitting things either. Like, that's why I still do like
the other. There's only
other
two.
Oh, really? Because I can't say like.
Okay, oh, that's probably. Like probably one's a one.
No, they're both four.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're both four.
Yeah.
I did that too. Less so this year, but definitely like in the first 3 years, I overcommitted. I'm like, I'll do that.
Dead on.
Yeah. No, one's like.
But that's because of my main program, my life. And this year was the first year that the program was not like my whole life. Like I moved to Manhattan, which made a huge difference. Because that was sort of like
57 and 63. Yeah. And with 63, is that the same
like,
one?
Yeah, child support. Yeah. Like, yeah.
That
was the same
one. Like, I don't know.
You know,
I was like running around thinking
about
so many things that I forgot to like say thank you and goodbye to like individual faculty members and like Jeff. I'll continue to see, but like some of them I'll like never see. Like when am I ever going to see some of them again? Like
well, Dave Rome, probably not.
Probably not. And like you know, maybe like at graduation or something. But like I didn't make a point to like go around and say goodbye. You know, so I'm going to send out.
I don't. I didn't
like that aspect of that party. It felt like there wasn't very much time to actually socialize with people.
It was
like right in the beginning. Yeah, it was like right in the beginning, and then there was just like all this stuff. And then it was like when those were done, it was like.
The holiday party is a little more social.
There's much more
social. There was this, there's so many skips to get through.
It's like we need to start earlier.
Start earlier, the skips need to be a little shorter, or, you know. We could have made our skip was fun.
Do it without being commercial. Former
students. Oh my god. I can't.
It was just very funny. We're all like.
What's
going on? We turned to each other.
What did you guys think of your first year end party?
It was fun.
Yeah, I did feel a little rushed, like trying, because I was like, I have to talk to Cassidy about this, I have to talk to Sylvia about this. So like, I tried to get like talking to people in between, but I really enjoyed just watching the skits.
An agenda.
Yeah,
I did.
I really had an agenda.
I left our table. I was like, I need to talk to Cassidy. I sat
faculty,
on Jason's chair because like then
great.
They can like sit down and
yeah.
Stuff to like do something.
It's fun seeing someone like people like in a lighter context too. Like I was sitting next to Eva. And she was like, I need another drink. And my boyfriend was like, I got it for you. And it was just sort of like, oh, a boyfriend's bringing Eva a drink. Like, it's a whole new, you're like, oh, everybody's people. That's right.
Right.
That. Like, while they were grading me and discussing me in meetings and,
right.
You know, determining my future, I forgot that, like, everybody's, like, a person. So it's nice. I don't know. Yeah.
Eva had said to us, like, wait till it's your turn, and, like, how long it's going to be, because there's so many of us. She's like, just wait.
For your turn.
For our end of the year party. Like, just how long it's going to take to, like, say something to everybody, and for all of us to do something.
Yeah. Class.
Yeah.
Well, the year before, the same
thing. Well, I'll have to keep it brief. Really, really three sentences.
Really?
When you said
that
I was like,
so
is he
funny.
Really just going to say three sentences? I hope not. And then you elaborated, which was like.
But
like,
you know, that was the original agreement among
like,
the faculty.
Are you going to stand up and just read my dissertation title and my internship placement and then sit down?
Okay. Like, Laura, internship, that.
Exactly.
Dissertation
title, this.
Next.
But then you did say something. You did talk and say really great things. So
the skit was great, too.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you guys?
It was great. It was very funny.
The third years did a good job with us, I think.
Well, we
had the insider information,
but the ones I knew, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
it's
I didn't know
always,
everybody.
I've met
and know some, so those people that I knew, I was like, oh, that is absolutely how I see that person. But
yeah, the people it's most funny for is us.
Yeah. Well, I still want to see your skit from last year.
Oh yeah! There's
did you hear about that?
I heard. Yeah.
I can't believe y'all like got talked down by them. I would have been like, "This is exactly what we're doing this skit."
Because it was very similar to the skit we did on the faculty this year, in that it's like it's pushing the envelope, but like it's supposed to be a roast. That's the point. So like, there's there's things that border on inappropriate, but there's never anything that's like outright mean. And I didn't think that our roast of the fourth years were like was that. Meeting. But we do have some strong voices in our class that want to put like, over the top things in. So I was always the one like, that's too mean. Stop, that's too mean. And then we got into like fights, and I was like the champion of nice. And
I didn't see anyone. I found myself looking at every faculty member's face that I could find to gauge while their person was up. I was like, how are they handling it? It's like the Academy Awards when they lose, they show the loser's face.
How are they handling it?
Like I was watching Danielle. I was like, how is she gonna take this? I was like, she came up to me afterwards
and said, am I really that dramatic? And I was like, yes. What do you want me to say? Jeff says, do I really laugh like that? Well, yes, but it's also an exaggeration. That's the point.
It's like taking a part of the character. It's like a character. I didn't realize. I was like, oh, we have to make fun of the students above us?
That's hard if you don't really know them. I'm getting to know a lot of them already.
Stephanie, someday you'll get to see all this. These are faculty and student skits. They go on at our year-end party every year. And we did this just last Thursday.
Jess's husband did tape the faculty faces during the skit. And then Sarah's fiancé taped the skit. So what they're going to do is do like an iDVD where they splice it skit and then the reactions. I think this is going to happen. They're like TikTok wizards. So I think that's going to be really cute.
I think everybody, like Dr. Silverstein, sent us an email.
He was like, that was the best being killed off I ever had.
He's like, I hope my real death is just as fun.
If we could have killed off anybody, it was him, because he totally took it.
He laughed out so well, too.
Well, Christina's the actress. Yeah, we got to ham it up. And then Jess is such an actress, too.
I didn't know Jessica had it in her.
Oh,
wow.
She has a lot in her. She just wanted to go over the top.
She's the one who played Danielle.
Oh, yeah, that was great. To great effect.
Yeah, we loved that there was a stage
because we were trying to find a way for her to sit higher than the interviewer.
That was genius. And so when there was a stage, we were like, yes!
On the stage you go. We almost broke out that religious chair that they had there. But then Truly said it's used for circumcision, so it probably is disrespectful to use.
The only one that I had that I always had to ask, who is that? Was I think it was Dr. Kiesman.
Oh yeah, with the Obama shirt. I would remember the Obama, that was great, but I can't, I'm lost. We debated wearing signs, but then we thought everybody was pretty obvious, and for the less obvious people, we had the detective like announce them kind of. But yeah, some of us wanted people to be wearing signs, and then some people felt very strongly against signs. We just have such strong personalities. Like your class will have to figure out how to compromise too, because like.
I don't know why that made you laugh so hard. I was like, side A.
That was Valita's favorite part of the whole skit. Because you've ended side A, that was just priceless. He's so serious here, but then you look at his Facebook page and he's like, hey, you know, like, chill and young.
What other time would there be to get to the meeting?
Yeah, that's not commute.
That was really good. That's just also, like, we don't know him as well, but, like, I don't know, for some reason, like, I was like, oh, okay, that's not good. Like, it just seemed fitting.
Even at this point, like, you only have, like, one class with Camillo, and it's, like, a street stats class, so, like, you don't get to know Camillo that way, but Sarah is doing her dissertation with him, so she's sort of new, kind of, in real life. That was our character trip, and that's your impression of someone you don't know very well. It's a movie that kind of robotic. It's fun. I had fun looking for a way to make myself bald. That was hard.
What did you have on your head?
It was like some sort of
pantyhose? What was it?
No, it was like a haircut. It's like the pantyhose material, but it's supposed to be like a hair covering, but I couldn't really find one that was really flesh toned, so it's sort of like a nude color.
Like that if you're wearing a wig.
And I didn't want to buy like a whole like bald cap wig, you know.
In Africa, the white one.
I could have just given you one of those hats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
What kind of hat?
There's like a Muslim
prayer cap.
Oh, ooh, that would have been good. That's what I forgot about.
Office hours.
I don't know how that would go in a kosher restaurant, but it'd be okay. You'd be a Sephardic Jew.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That was fun. Oh yeah, we got
in
front of your office hours.
Yes, we were dying.
It's always fun, but seriously.
Stephanie, just so you know, my office hours are 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., not 11:30 p.m.
I don't know. I've heard you suggest later than 8 p.m.
Later than 8 p.m.?
Find me at 9. And then you send emails at like 1 a.m., which is perfect because that's when I'm on too.
Yeah, so I mean, like, oh, whenever I can get my work done.
Right, but the hours we keep. It was 11:57 p.m. That just means you're the most diligent because you're always the last one here. Yeah, you would be the one to find a body.
I mean, the other person who puts in the hours is Camilo. He's always here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
he's off now.
Yep. We had so much fun. Oh, and Pam Iari really got a big kick out of the fact that she was the murderer.
Oh, yeah!
That
was
great.
In
one of the scenarios. That's what it could have happened. Yeah.
But I was
she
curious.
Facebook messaged Gina, I think, and she said something like, "No, I was working on a project today in the office, and my eyes kept wandering over to the printer cartridge, and it was all I could think of was the toner cartridge. It must have been murderous impulses."
Now you guys had some inkling that Pam and Marshall don't get along, or
no, do they?
I can't say, but I was curious
we actually picked that because we just didn't think it was like grounded in truth. Like, we wanted to stay away from like things that are grounded too much in truth, you know. So like we wanted, like we thought Pam.
But that's exactly
how
she treats faculty.
Well, I thought in general, we thought.
So you guys must
have
observed that.
So it wasn't specifically Pam to Marshall, but we did think that Pam probably gets pretty annoyed with you guys and. You guys probably bring stuff for her to photocopy, and we thought maybe that would be a likely scenario.
I didn't know we liked chocolate.
Is that right? Is that just faculty?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's not yet.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
she wasn't offended. She knows.
She was okay with it?
Yeah. She thought we got her. That's totally her. Is this really important to bother me right now?
She just looks at you.
But the mumbling.
I know,
the
look.
Mumbling
we were
was
trying
great.
To get the look and the mumbling.
The mumbling was priceless.
I was looking, I'm like, so
what was the second scenario? Back. Oh, Michelle
yes.
and Marshall.
Thank you very much.
That was the one thing we debated
was that
about.
Like,
I'll try
it was
to figure
to
out
Heller,
some
but I don't think Michelle after. Knew it was her until afterwards. We were like, Michelle, how did you like it? And she was like, oh, that was me.
You take a slice for the road?
I was thinking, because
at some point, Christina said, oh, Michelle. But like, if you didn't hear that one line, then. And we were like, is it too much? Are we like implying too much? But we thought it was done.
See ya.
Okay, bye bye. Thanks, Stephanie.
Get out.
Get
and then
out.
We thought the most likely scenario would be that Marshall killed himself out of his own.
That was what Marshall thought it was going to end. I was Marshall was sitting at my table.
Right.
And he said, is it a suicide?
An unintentional suicide. We thought the most likely scenario would
accident.
Be that Marshall tripped over something and just, like, something completely silly.
He didn't ask us for that at all, which apparently he's asked in previous years. The chocolate bar with the almonds
really?
Or whatever.
I didn't
he
really
didn't say
I got a diet.
Really?
He
did
every
not
year
ask
he's like,
us.
Wow.
Classes before have, you know, found that chocolate Hershey's with almonds helps my mood to give, you know, to while I'm reading your assignments, you know.
The second year's told us, but, like, he didn't say
maybe
anything.
Maybe it's passed down from class to class more than he
well,
mentioned
they, we
it,
even
he
attempted,
did
I think Jeremy
it.
Even attempted to, and he did not seem amused or something.
Really?
That's weird.
Who knows? He and Jeremy didn't get along
the first
semester.
Maybe he was in the mood. Yeah. But that laugh
is, like...
I love it. He gets a whole take away.
Yeah, no, his laugh is a little funnier than mine, I think.
He has, like, the head nod. And, like,
yeah.
I love the one that the lady came back to speak and she was
It's good to have something that. It's great to have something that people can do because it's, it means you're uniquely you, you know? Yeah. Like, if there's nothing for someone to do, then you're like, well.
Yeah.
It's like, but even there, look what they did with Camilo, you know?
Yeah, well, apparently there is this whole other side.
Side B.
Side B.
I know. One time I found Camilla's Facebook profile and it said something like, I just ate the biggest burrito. Ugh. Or something like that. And I was like, he's a real person? I was like in the first year when I thought you guys were like not people or something. Oh, and my Facebook keeps suggesting that I become friends with Marshall. It shows up in my little suggestions bar.
Oh, really?
And I'm like,
friends with Marshall?
Yeah, he's on Facebook. Oh,
Marshall Silverstein's on Facebook? Really?
And it's the funniest picture too. He's like doing a little like therapist thing. He's like
really?
Look him up. But like, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Might maybe just joined or something, because then like Facebook, like, I don't know if you're on it, but it like suggests friends to you on the side. Oh. It says like, you have many mutual friends with this person, or you go to LIU with this person. Like,
oh,
he keeps
I
being
see.
Like, you go to LIU with Robert Kiesner, and I'm like, no, I don't. He's like, I'm not friends with any of the professors. They don't need to see my social. my
true message on Facebook one time.
Oh, that was Kathy.
I
am Facebook friends with Kathy and Pam. That's true. Mm-hmm. But they don't give me.
Oh, no, not Kathy Kudlak. Kathy the student.
But they don't give you grades. But Kathy and Pam and I are friends on Facebook and we chat about Kathy's grandkids. And, you know, you guys will love the clinic. Kathy makes the clinic.
Yeah.
So happy. Well,
so
those are almost 8:09?
Yeah.
Really?
We had a
we
lot
were so
that
close.
Were exactly the same.
Wow.
You guys are so in sync.
I know.
Except for that thing. What is that?
Where is it?
Like
the
horn.
I know.
What is that?
Horn. That was
three.
It. Was there three different? I can't believe it.
Roommate for 93. Therapist is neutral.
How did you guys end up doing more than anybody? I guess like every week you did two.
I think
like
we did
there
two
were some
every
weeks
week.
That some people did.
Yeah, they never let up. You guys never let up.
So but everybody
been.
Had like around
yeah,
the same number, but yeah,
been,
some
yeah,
people
we had
did
one
like
short
one.
We had one that didn't work.
Yep.
And or one that didn't work. And you guys did like two like every week.
Look,
so every
you two
like,
can't win every award.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
Alright, so I guess I'll put the rest of these in the Google box.
Yeah, so this is for the second one.
So
there,
wait, when
there
do we have to let you know about the other one? The other project?
I felt like...
You know, within a week or two.
Because
you,
okay.
You, you guys are still doing DVDs
no,
for next week,
was,
even though we're not meeting.
Was that, no, that
so
was
I'd say within 2 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know which one we're talking about now.
I think this is the one where they were in the other
room. I mean, I really
no,
appreciate
the first
your
one I
work
coded
on
the
this.
Regular room.
Coding team.
Okay.
That's the one right where he was like...
I am selling because you're so good.
I want to say happy you.
$150.
I know.
The puppets were going crazy.
Yeah.
It's the time.
I think active.
I feel like
one or whatever like most extreme is for...
What else are you doing this summer?
Well, I'm doing the NUM
reason.
Oh, with Dustin.
Yeah, I'm doing
that. Did you guys do two for tonight? Or one?
Two,
right?
I'm trying to work like a few hours.
And then...
How much are you making at your job?
Probably the same amount. We've added all up. It's not that much difference, but I should.
Yeah,
in
I mean,
theory,
just
I
barely,
I
but I felt like she was more on the.
In theory,
because
well,
there's
what,
a lot
what's
of,
the job?
Yeah, there was like.
I'm working for Wyatt.
Good, and then
oh.
Like, yeah. Just,
yeah.
It's like their independent living program.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Go
like
and,
I don't know, expressing anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Did
you
do that on your
like
own,
really
or did Dave roll set that?
Oh no,
like,
I
and I felt, yeah, I felt
oh,
like there was,
yeah,
there, was there was there was like three occasions.
I forgot about that.
Like,
yeah.
You told me that in your interview.
Like giving
yeah, yeah.
Awards, kind of like very
okay.
Like verbally like supportive, like good job,
it's just hard
kind of thing.
Like schedule everything.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that one, but then it was like after that, I thought she would work.
And then you're taking two courses or one.
And he asked her something, and she actually gave.
Oh, yeah.
Responded on this morning.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And the classes, they overlap, or you take them concurrently?
Because
the other
the
ones
classes
stood out,
are,
like,
they're both on
like,
Tuesdays
I
and Thursdays,
so been like, that's
and then the
cool.
Testing ones on Wednesdays. Yeah. So it's like the same.
All at the same time?
Like, and you mean the same?
You know,
yeah.
So that is a lot.
Because
it's great that he made
I mean, it's not really,
it's great.
I guess, that
I'm
much.
When's it end? When's it over?
Mid-June.
I'm really bad.
Oh, okay.
So it's only like a few.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
So after mid-June, you'll have a lot more time to free up for you.
Well, then, yeah, so that's fine. You won't be back at all.
I mean, it's kind of just like how it was during the school semester, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a 0.5 difference that you're upset about?
What?
Have we a 0.5 difference? Jeff, I want to warn you that one of the videos I gave to Jen M and Maria that they should be turning into you like now or by
I'm just
night.
Emailing you about that. She emailed me and let me know. She wrote
that she forgot about the Wednesday.
We agreed that 1958 would be coded for next week because that's the only other session we have. Laura wanted to give us that other one from Jason and Jennifer, but we were having problems viewing it and returned the DVDs to her.
So last week, they still had 1863 outstanding.
Yeah. I have to finish
And then I gave them 1958 and 1973.
Yeah.
They have three in their possession right now.
Well, you don't, you
okay. 1973 is only a 30-minute session. That's another one of those tapes that cut off after 30 minutes. So that one might be shaky, but I think they're
about right.
So don't be surprised if that comes out.
Because I got my book back from Susan.
1868 and 1973
session.
What did they? Which ones did they say?
I guess we're all still
waiting
for it.
I know.
Well,
she
did
find
that.
Yeah.
See
everything like
the
grades, all of this. Well, I had asked like, were your sessions, you know?
In general.
And she had mentioned the 1958, so she just said that would be coded for next week.
Yeah, I guess
like they have to get all the grades
interested
and they
I'll send them an email reminding them that they should have those three in their possession already.
Oh,
and then
I
have
so.
These
I
two last ones
like,
that I'm gonna put in there.
I have written down here 1958, 1973.
Yeah, not a lot of people apply.
Those are the two I handed
them
last week, but they still had 1863 to do from the week before because it was exams, so they elected to only do one of the two I gave them before.
I'm not part of you.
I don't know if they turned in 1863 to you.
Let me check.
I don't know. Because, like, where I'm doing that autism skills,
I know.
It's great. I love it. It's really, it's very, like, it's applying all of it that you learned in ABA. Like, in the middle of, like, the studying for the final and everything, they gave us the training, and I was like, oh, this is exactly what I'm learning. So
you're
going to
be in my group for class.
Am I?
Yes, I got it from Maria.
You're
not
gonna have practice that.
I love it.
It's really so.
Oh yeah,
our project.
No, I still
yeah.
care.
But we can like make our group now.
She
my
tang.
But I got 1863 from her
ABA group.
But I was thinking maybe like trying to continue volunteering there over the
1973.
So if they have any,
so they're saving 1958 for next week.
Yep. I guess. Well, Jennifer owes me three.
Disabilities, so it's.
Right.
Yeah.
But Maria didn't do 1958
and right.
So I made two more for them because these two sessions are combined in the same video file.
Yeah.
It's really I don't know how someone managed to do this, but like it's 1 hour and a half long file and like halfway through. Like
we're
wearing different clothes. Like it's,
okay,
it's the next week's session.
Really
so I've labeled. That's why there's so much work on here because the first one is 1508. The patient's wearing dark green.
Yeah.
Sloan was wearing yellow. When the patient
was it possible we could have changed,
green,
just couldn't change clothes and continued the same session?
No, because Sobel has it listed.
Just for
fun. He has the two dates listed on it too. He knows that it's in like this combined file. I don't know how that happened.
I'm hoping the new iPhone is really good. Has 720p video because I'm going to use that if I ever.
I really feel like this.
So you can watch it on your phone?
Well, so that I can have my phone and just use it.
I just keep thinking about like that first
time
where you walk in the room and be like, hi.
Yeah, I'm hoping we know before, like...
I hope we find out this summer.
But, I hope before the end of June we know.
Yeah. Well, she already...